Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour on Motown Memories, we're featuring all number one songs, either on the rhythm and blues charts in the United States or on the U.S. Billboard charts. This half hour, we'll hear from the Miracles, the Marvelettes, the Contours, Mary Wells, Stevie Wonder, and Martha and the Vandellas, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
My mother called me to her side. She said, "Son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride." And then she said, "Just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Friends so far away.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Remember from the Contours, Do You Love Me? That was a number one song on the Rhythm and Blues charts in 1962 and also reached top five status on the U.S. Billboard charts back in 1988 from the soundtrack of the movie called Dirty Dancing. And before that, The Marvelettes, the first number one song on the Motown label from 1961, Please Mr. Postman, and we started with The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Shop Around, a number one song from the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1960. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring all number one songs from 1960 through 1964, either on the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States or on the United States Billboard charts. Well, coming up, a number one song on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962, Mary Wells, and You Beat Me to the Punch. Well, Smokey Robinson, who was a co-writer of this song, recalled that I always had people in mind when I was writing songs, and I tried to tailor the songs to what I thought they would sound and feel like. I used to even pick words that they would sing well. And that was the case for this song from Mary Wells. Well, Smokey stayed in his mellow Caribbean style during this song, and it became Mary Wells' first number one rhythm blues hit the fall of 1962. Well, here she is with You Beat Me to the Punch right here on Motown Memories.
Yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
I
The Miracles with You Really Got a Hold on Me, a number one song on the rhythm and blues charts from 1963. Before that, Mary Wells with Two Lovers, number one that same year on the rhythm and blues chart, 63. And we started with the first number one song from Mary Wells on the rhythm and blues charts from 1962, You Beat Me to the Punch. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature all number one songs on either the rhythm and blues chart or the pop chart. From 1960 through 1964 this half hour. Well, coming up, a number one song on both charts from 1963, Little Stevie Wonder with Fingertips Part 2. Well, Fingertips had been released the previous year in 1962 on a studio album entitled The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. Marvin Gaye played drums and piano on the record, joined by Motown's top session musicians, James Jamerson on bass, Joe Hunter on piano, Earl Van Dyke on organ, and Thomas Bean Bowles on flute and Benny Benjamin on the drums. This group was also called the Funk Brothers at Motown. Well, Stevie's first three singles had failed to chart, but his performances on the company's Motown reviews were so exciting, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, decided to record him live. Well, Fingertips was 7 minutes long and wasn't considered for a single, but the reaction was so positive, Berry decided to divide it into two parts and release it as a 45. Well, here is part two, Fingertips, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured all number one rhythm and blues or U.S. number one pop songs from 1960 through 1964, all of them on the Motown record label. Well, coming up during the next half hour, we'll feature two big years with all number ones, 1964 and 1965. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.